Do you make a bracha when you eat something which is disgusting to you, but to other people it's normal food? So to discuss this, let's start off about what happens if you eat non-kosher food. So the Mishnah in Brachos says someone who eats tevel, which is food which does not have truma taken off yet, he is not mitzar if he doesn't combine to a mizumin. The Rambam extends and says that not only does he not combine for a mizumin, but there's no bracha as well on eating tevel or any other davar aser. Now the Ravid disagrees with the Rambam and holds, no, there is a bracha. Even though the Rambam said that there was no bracha, Ravid says, no, there is a bracha, because the Gemara was only discussing zimun, but not bracha. A bracha you would make because you're benefiting. Since you're benefiting from the food, who cares that it was usher? Yes, you shouldn't have eaten the usher food, but practically speaking, if you're benefiting from it, you should make a bracha, or especially a bracha achron in that case, then you would have to make a bracha. Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam, that there is no bracha, and the Mishnah Berurah explains the reason based on the Gemara is that it's minayit Hashem, it's as if it's degrading to Hashem to make a bracha on usher food. Now the Mishnah Berurah notes that even the Rambam, who says that there's no bracha, would agree that if you eat it by accident, then you do make a bracha achron on that case, which is a big chiddush as well. And Aruch Hashulchan happens to disagree with that and says, no, there's no bracha even if you eat it by accident. Now Vigris Moshe, in an interesting tshuva, Moshe Feinstein, not directly talking about this issue, but seems to agree that if you eat usher food by accident, you would make a bracha achrona, because the case is, if a person is, nine people are eating together before shkia on Shabbos, for Shalosh Shudis, and then a tenth person comes after shkia, when a time you're not supposed to eat, and someone offers him to eat, and the person eats to be mitzar for the zimun, because he's the tenth person to say elkeinu, and he eats the food, not realizing what time it is, or not just trusting the person giving him the food. So can you have a zimun of 10 people? So Rigris Moshe says you can, because since he ate it by accident, he didn't realize what time it was or whatever it was, so therefore he is allowed to be combined. Again, like this Mishnah Berurah, that if you eat Isser by accident, or you eat at a time when it was Isser by accident, you do make a bracha achron, and you can be combined for a zimun. Fine. That's part one. Part two, what about if you eat non-kosher food because of pekuach nefesh? That, Shulchan Aruch is clear, but you do make a bracha. For example, if a person has to eat gelatin or McDonald's for health reasons, whatever it is, then you would make a bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah says, this is even according to the poskim, who say that there's no bracha by eating, you know, regular Isser and the Rambam before. Here, you would make a bracha because the eating is permitted. Which brings us to our feature presentation. Well, what about eating disgusting food, which is kosher? So on that Mishnah Berurah, talking about eating usher food, he says, if nafshu katsa bezef, you're going to find this usher McDonald's food that you have to eat for health reasons disgusting, then there's no bracha. And the Seder Brachos extends from that. There's no bracha even if you eat something, for example, like garlic Friday night, which is permitted. He just doesn't like eating that food, then it is, then no bracha would be required. He says, mashma feel who maichol shetov b'enei acherim, komakum kemen sh'adam zeh katzbo, since he finds it disgusting, enim avarachalav. Afizeh, mishnaf shu katzim yachilash shum. A person doesn't like garlic Friday night, but he eats it for the minig of eating garlic Friday night for pruravu, and he eats it rak mishum takonis ezra, b'erev Shabbos, o mataris brius, enim avarach, so he doesn't make a bracha. And we say for Mishnah Halacha, which I saw in Otzer Chachma, but it's author anonymously, so he wonders whether there's a bracha on something that you don't like, but you're eating it because you don't want, because you just want to get rid of hunger. So you don't like the food, but at least you are getting rid of hunger. So does that mean that you should make a bracha in this case? Tzarchi. But the Sefer Vayvarch David by Rav Harfenis wonders, well, let's say you don't like wine, but for the Dalad Kosos, you never have wine throughout the whole year, it's disgusting to you, it's whatever, do you make a bracha on that, on Dalad Kosos? Also, what about a child who's eating vegetables because his parents are forcing him to have vegetables? Does he make a bracha? It's nafshu katsa b'zeh. You know, he doesn't like the vegetables. His parents are forcing him to eat it. If he wants to go out and play, he has to have vegetables. So does he make a bracha on such a food? So the Rav Harfenis wants to suggest, well, really, he says, perhaps you shouldn't make a bracha because you hate the food and you're not nene from it. But he says, well, maybe it goes based on other people. Other people do like it. So even if you don't like it, maybe it's you should make a bracha. And he says, even if it goes based on you, maybe you could say that since when he gets bigger, he will like the food possibly. So therefore, maybe you do make a bracha now. Or he says, since it's chinuch to eat this food because it teaches you to make brachas before you eat, regular normal food, which you could like, Therefore, you may make a bracha. However, the Meir Oz decides to say for Ketz and Mavarchim, which says one should not force a child to eat food that he doesn't like, because then it will be a bracha with a tala. Now, a good solution, you know, is simply give the kid a potato chip first, before he has the vegetables, then he makes a dumb on the potato chip, and then you're fine. Now, just to end off, one thought is Mishnah Berurah himself seems to contradict himself on this topic. It's because he writes in Reish Vav, Osir Beis, if you make a bracha, and then you see that the food is disgusting, so you thought you had good food, and then you realize, whoops, it's a different food I don't like, now what should you do? Do you have to take a bite or not? So Mishnah Berurah says you should take a bite. But why should you have to take a bite? If it's disgusting to you, there should be no bracha. It's already a bracha of Atala. What do you gain by taking a bite? So the Sefer Bricha Shai wants to give some answers. He says, well, maybe what he's talking about over here in Mishnah Berurah is not talking about where it's so disgusting to the point that you really don't want to eat it at all. Also, another answer you could say is maybe it's different once you already made the bracha. At that point, you should eat it because it will prevent the bracha of Atava, perhaps. But with Chachiva, if you wouldn't eat this food, so you wouldn't make a bracha. Another answer Chaim Kanievsky says is that now, since you already made the bracha, so eating it is a mitzvah. It prevents a bracha v'atala. So therefore, it fundamentally cannot be disgusting to you because you're alleviating and avoiding a bracha v'atala. So that's another interesting thing. Upshot is, you shouldn't force your kids to have food that they don't like because you may run into this bracha v'atala. The best thing to do to avoid it is give them a potato chip first, and then you'll be fine all around.